too far for you to see. The fluke and the footrot and the fat maggot, gnawing the skin from the small bones. The sheep are grazing at Bulch Avedwin, arranged romantically in the usual manner, on a bleak background of bald stone. Too far for you to see. The moss and the mould on the cold chimneys, the nettles growing through the cracked doors. The houses stand empty at Nant yr Eira. There are holes in the roofs that are thatched with sunlight, and the fields are reverting to the bare moor. Ah, Iago, my friend, whom the ignorant people thought the last of your kind. Since all the wealth you brought from the age of gold was the yellow dust on your shoes, spilled by the meadow flowers, if you should choose to rest your barns from the wind and the weather's claws, and break the hold of the moss on roof and gable, if you can till your fields and stand to see the world go by, a foolish tapestry scrawled by the times, and lead your mares to stable, and dream your dream, and after the earth's laws, order your life and faith, then you shall be the first man of the new community. Yet this is your prototype, who, season by season, against siege of rain and the wind's attrition, preserves his stock, an impregnable fortress, not to be stormed, even in death's confusion. Remember him, then, for he, too, is a winner of wars, enduring like a tree under the curious stars.